Thank you for calling Craftsy Video Membership. My name is Phyllis. How may I assist you today?
Hi, Phyllis. I have a Craftsy membership. I got it for $2.49. And when I'm looking at membership details, it says that the membership start date was September 30th, 2020, and the membership expire date is September 30, 2021. My question. Then I looked on. I'm just checking something.
Certainly.
Then it says that on October 1st of 2020, it says order ID date was October 1st. Status says completed, and total was $249. What does that mean? Completed.
It could mean that the charge was completed. Let me get your email address and take a look at that.
Okay, my email address is devorahtwo@gmail.com.
All right, hold on just a moment. You said D as in David, E, Z as in zebra, O-R-A-H-T-W-O, or to the number?
D as in Deborah, E as in elephant, V as in Victor.
V, okay.
Plus R as in radio, A as in apple, H as in happy, T as in 20, W as in water, O as in octopus, at Gmail.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
There we go. All right, can I get you to verify the name and address on this account, please?
Yes, Ellie Grossman or Eleanor Grossman, 35 Park Avenue, Apartment 3A, Suffern, New York.
All right. I do show that you have a premium active account that renews on September 30th of 2021. Okay, and you were asking what does what mean?
Well, here's the thing. I'm on the website right now, and I cannot find my the link for my library. Because when I click on the three lines up on top of the website, all that comes up is shop all classes, and it doesn't have anything for library.
Okay. Do you see anything that says classes?
It says shop all classes, fabric crafts, yarn crafts, food, art, living.
Okay. Well, let me take a look at that, okay? Can I place you on a brief hold while I do that?
Certainly.
Thank you, ma'am. Okay, so I'm on your page. I'm seeing membership details, your card on file, my orders. Do you have classes that should be on here?
Yeah, I've when it was when the original Craftsy, before they were sold to the two you and to the one to Blueprint, I have classes that I purchased.
Okay.
And there's nowhere that I can find where my classes are.
Is it with that same email address?
I haven't changed.
Okay. All right. So this is what I need you to do. Do you know of do you have a list of the classes that's missing?
No. And there was
okay.
Seven.
All right.
Classes that were in my library. also.
Okay.
My order.
Go ahead.
It just shows that the order purchase. That I have 49, mm-hmm. but I can't find anything from my library.
Okay, because usually that is listed under my classes, but see, you're not listed. They're not there because we don't have them. What I need you to do is to try to remember how many. Do you know how many classes you had?
At least 5.
All right.
And I know that I know that when Blueprint was closing,
uh-huh.
I transferred them. The way they said they have an email to show how to transfer them, so I
uh-huh.
did that.
Mm. Were you able to download them at all?
I remember that they were on the new Craftsy.
Yeah?
They were there, and now they're not there. And I'm not happy about it.
Oh, I don't blame you.
I don't remember exactly what my classes were, and I want to check to see them so that I can possibly look at them again. And before I get any other classes, I want to know where my former ones were.
I agree.
And
let me see.
If they're off the website now, I want to cancel my membership.
Well, let me see what I can do to find for you, okay? If I can't locate, and you're saying there could not be another email address?
No.
Okay. Because that's usually the fix is that there's another email address and we can just combine them together.
No, I've been using this address for a while.
Okay. All right.
More than 15 years.
Okay.
I used to have an AOL address, but when AOL stopped doing that, when their website changed and I didn't want to, I dropped that email and I picked up the Gmail one. That was a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
That's when you had to use a CD.
Wow. I remember those.
Okay, so when that changed, that's when I dropped the AOL.
All right. Well, let me see what I can pull up for you. All right, hold on.
The only other email I've had was optonline.net.
Was it the same Devora?
I think so. I think it was still Devora too. And then I went on to Gmail, but that was also years ago.
Mhm. All right, computer's locking up on me, so hold on and let me get it to come back spinning for me and see what I can find out for you, okay?
Yes.
Thank you for your patience. I'm doing some searching. We'll get it figured out. Now, in the meantime, what I'd like you to do is to maybe, is to maybe go on to our website or onto your account and just search the classes and see if you see one that sparks a memory.
I'm also looking in my emails.
Yes.
Just looking to see if there's anything. That shows where I transferred them. All right, let me see.
All right, I'm looking too. Just a moment.
I'm looking to see. No, I don't have it on here. I have the email that they sent me.
Okay.
The blueprint sent. What's this one? On 6/22/2020, they sent me the email about blueprint closing.
Mm-hmm.
It said, current subscribers still have access to classes, patterns, course materials, and that will end on May 31st of that year.
Mm-hmm.
So, I remember transferring them, so that I can use them. So I don't know. I did it online. That's why I probably don't have it. Email.
All right. Well, let me. I'm searching some more ways. So hold on for me, okay?
Yeah.
And you have the same street address?
Yeah, I've lived in this apartment since 2003.
Okay.
Before that, I lived at 3 Hillside Terrace, Wesley Hills, New York.
Okay.
Some of my classes were sewing, some were crochet.
Okay.
If you had any classes on jewelry making, I probably bought one or two of those because I don't remember them. I haven't really looked at it in a long time.
Okay, all right.
I've been wanting to get, with COVID and everything, I haven't been doing anything since March. And I want to get back to creating again. So that's why I wanted to check what's on my account so I can look at the see what I had and refresh my memory on how to do things.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very upset that I can't, that it's not there.
Oh, I understand. Okay, so I've looked in a lot of different locations, different ways with your address. I want to try this one. What was your zip code at Hillside Terrace?
Oh, sugar. Let me. I have to look it up online. I don't remember. Hold on a second. Let me go.
Oh, well, what city was it in? Don't worry about that.
It was 10901.
Okay.
Because where I still had the same post office. Even though I lived in the village of Wesley Hills, which used to be part of Suffern, and I live in Suffern now. So I lived in Suffern before. I moved back to Suffern when I sold my house.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So I'm not finding anything there. Um, if you would do this for me, and I'm going to document your account that you're going to do this. I want you to send in a list, you know, to go through the classes, and hopefully one of them will, you know, they'll spark a memory of what you had.
I hope they do, but I don't guarantee that.
Okay, and maybe you'll have an email or something that tells you, you know, that you purchased it if you want to search back that far. And if you do, just let us know, and we will get those added to your class.
I don't know if my email goes back that far. I'm looking to see how far back I can go on my emails.
Okay.
If I haven't bought a class for a long time.
Uh-huh.
I'm just looking to see. I may have gotten a surgery class.
Yeah,
that one might have been one of them.
All right, so just get a list, and I want you to email it to us so that we can, you know, have some time to get it on.
If I remember what they are, my email right now is in 2018.
Yeah.
Going back.
Now, have you ever lived at 126 West 73rd Street in New York?
Never.
New York? Never?
I've never lived in New York. I lived in the Bronx when I was younger, and I moved out of the Bronx in 1976.
Oh, okay.
I moved in 79, I moved to Suffern.
Okay.
So I don't live in the city.
Okay.
I can't afford to.
All right, so I've got your account. What I'm going to do, I'm going to document that you're going to get a list of your classes.
So let me see something. If I ordered from Craftsy, I would get a confirmation.
Yes.
That I bought the class.
Yes.
So I am going back. Now I'm looking. Because this is frustrating.
I'm sure. I'm so sorry. But we can fix this for you.
I hope so. Because I want to be able to look at my classes. But I'm not I don't want to spend $80 a year to do it.
No, ma'am.
Because that's just too much money. There's an email that I got on 9/20/2016. That says, thanks for being a member of Craftsy. We're updating our website in a couple of weeks and wanted to alert you to a change in the way you can access the workshop content you've purchased.
Okay, now, if that was from 2016, that's
right, that was
previous Craftsy. Uh-huh.
Yes. And it said that my content that was in my Craftsy page will be instead available in PDF form in my pattern library. So that was one thing I had. I'm still looking.
Okay.
Because I had classes back in 2016.
Yeah.
That's when I was more. I was doing more. And my phone doesn't want to go past 6/8/2016. So I'm going to have to go onto my laptop, which may have more memory.
Okay, you do that. And I'm going to give you our email address, and you could just email it to us, and we'll get it taken care of for you. Okay?
I'm opening up something so I can do that.
Okay.
Okay, what is the email address, please?
It is, let me get it. It is Craftsy, Craftsy, at program dash. Oh, I'm sorry. Slow me down.
I never learned how to type in high school.
Oh, you're
they
fine.
They didn't have typing classes in my high school, and I never took. So I took one online, and I typed a little faster, and then I'm not a good typist. I usually use one finger. Craftsy at program.com?
At program-director.net.
D-I-R?
E-C. Yes, ma'am.
T-O-R.
Yes, ma'am. .net. Yes, ma'am.
So it's craftfairprogram-director.net.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
And we can get that taken care of for you.
What is your name?
My name is Phyllis.
Phyllis?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
And I have this documented as to what we discussed. So if you call again or if you send the email and I don't particularly get it, then the next person that does can look at your account and say, oh, this is what's going on, and be able to take care of it.
Now, my subscription ends on next September.
Yes.
So I have access to any classes until next September. And if I want to keep my account as of that date.
You'll get an email. What will happen is probably about mid-July. No. Probably mid-August. Mid-August, you'll get an email because it's about 45 days prior to your renewal. You'll receive an email letting you know that your renewal is coming up.
Now, I looked on where it says card on file.
Uh-huh.
And it says update expiration date. So I don't know why they wanted me to do that.
The card we have on file has an expiration date of 10/24, the one that I'm seeing.
I'll have to check my credit card. I have to go when I get up. I'll do that.
Okay.
And I'll see what if. They may have given me a new card. I don't remember.
Mm-hmm. I mean, everything looks fine on this end with your card.
Okay. It should be.
Yeah. I mean, there's no problem with that. But we do, I do have it documented, like I said, and when you send in your email, we'll get those classes added for you.
If I find them.
Is there anything else I can do for you today?
Excuse me? I'm going to look for them today. But I don't really remember which ones they were, because I may have gotten them prior to 2016.
Okay. Well, you look for them. If you can't find them in your emails, then just go through the classes that we offer, and maybe one of them will maybe they'll spark a memory, and just write them down, and then just give them back. Give us email them to us.
Where it says my orders. And then it says, why would it have dropped? Then it says order history. It should have all my orders listed, because I did order a whole bunch of stuff, and the only thing listed is the one that that says like October 1st.
Yes, ma'am. It's not carrying over the blueprint information.
Not at all.
It should have connected your classes from your blueprint with this when you signed on as a returning, when you signed up as a returning member. But with your email, it should connect us with your previous account. And since it's not connecting us with your previous account, and we've done we've checked all of them, all the information that we've got, and we're not locating it. So
here's another email account that I just check my old AOL account.
Okay.
It's Devorah, Devorah, and the number 2.
Okay.
At
I'll
AOL.
Be glad to.
So it's the Devorah with the number 2 after it.
Okay.
Not TWO, just the number 2. Because that was my email account there.
No, ma'am. Nothing came up. And I tried 2Devorah 2, and I tried...
Devorah 2 is another Gmail account that I have that I don't use. I'm not using. So I'm going to try... I don't remember the password to that one.
Okay, one was on one of your other, like your National Quilting, one of your other things that you were in. That was connected through your Craftsy account. It just gave us all I could see was the information. I couldn't get into it.
Over to the other account. I don't remember. It's not listed as showing on here.
What do you mean the other account?
I want to switch to Devora too.
Okay, now that is through another company. It's not through Craftsy. That is, let me find it.
That was National.
Yeah, National Quilting or something like that. National Sewing Circle.
So
I don't have I don't have access to that information. You could go to the National Sewing, to whatever link you go to.
Would I be able to buy Craftsy classes through them?
You shouldn't be able to. Mm-mm. And even if you did, it should, like if you were on their site and they said, you know, you'd sent you an email and they said, oh, we've got this with Craftsy, it would still connect back to Craftsy.
It would. Okay.
Yes.
So I'm going to go on my laptop and look through my emails on Craftsy on that and see how far back it goes.
Okay. That's a great idea. All right.
Yeah.
We need to find those classes.
I didn't realize that that they're not there.
Usually they do transfer. I'm very surprised that they didn't. There are a few that we've had issues with them not transferring over. That's why we've got the backup with where you can send in your classes and we'll have them added.
I remember I do remember something. When I transferred them over, I went onto the new Craftsy site, and they were there.
Uh-huh.
I remember looking through them. But I'm going to look on my, I'm going to check my emails, and hopefully,
okay.
And I'll check the ones that are on your website now, the classes, and I'll see if any of them ring a bell.
All right, that's great. You do that, and we will add it to your classes.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm sorry that happened to you.
Yeah,
we'll get it fixed.
I bought some of them. So I spent money on them.
Ones yeah. Were
but I know I purchased a couple of classes because I wanted to keep them. So I
yeah,
keep
certainly.
Looking.
I understand.
Probably sewing. I was doing more sewing then. I want to get back into sewing.
Yeah, that's really to be able to have that.
I bought a machine in 2015.
Oh, yeah?
I went to Joann's and when they used to sell Viking machines. So I had the original computerized Viking number one plus that I bought in 1989. And I went to use it. It was such a pain in the neck to use it. So I decided I'm going to buy myself a new present. And I wanted to get a new computerized machine.
Oh, wow.
Stopping, I looked at Bernina, I looked at Pfaff, I went back to Viking, and I liked the Viking machine. And they had just introduced, like 2 months earlier, the newest diamond.
Oh.
And I was able to get last year's model, the Diamond Deluxe, the half price.
Oh my gosh, that's like being in the right place at the right time there.
$1,000 on it when the new one would have been $11,000 at that time.
Oh. My goodness.
I was spending the $11,000. But I was able to get last year's model for half price. And it wasn't used very much, so it was in great condition. And the only difference between the two machines was there were two new embroidery designs on the new one.
Oh, wow.
I could do without those two. Let me save my money. So that's the machine that I have, and it's a great machine.
Well, that's great.
Yeah. So
I hope you get it sewing. Yeah.
And then things changed in my life, and I moved, and I haven't sewn in a while. But I have material that I want to dye. And then I want to do embroidery on it, using my machine to make something.
That's,
and I want to put some stamping with fabric paint.
Uh-huh. Wow, that sounds like fun.
I want to do some beading because I'm also a bead. I work with seed beads, and I do really like high-level beading with seed beads.
Yeah, right? That's patience right there.
And I also do metal clay. I work with silver clay, which when I fire it in my kiln, it turns into fine silver or sterling silver.
Oh.
I make jewelry. That's really what I love to do. But I used to love to sew, so I want to do that because it's fun.
Yeah.
And I want to make tops. I have patterns that I bought that I want to use when I get my act together.
Okay.
Because COVID knocked me out, and then I found out I had a major illness that's terminal.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, hopefully it's very, right now I'm considered very low risk. Hopefully I'll stay in that category for 10 years or more. But
or more?
There's no guarantee that it won't turn into leukemia.
God bless you.
Yeah, so
stay healthy.
I'm trying. I have a blood marrow failure cancer. So all
mercy.
Are slowly going down. And my hemoglobin is lower than it should be. And there are days when I can't even get off my chair. Because if I try
it
exerts me, I get so exhausted I have to sit down immediately, like today.
Mm-hmm.
That's happening.
Bless you.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? You've got it, but you've got it early, apparently, because you've got, it is in its starting position right now. So, we make leaps and bounds in our medical stuff.
New medications for it.
Mm-hmm.
It's called myelodysplastic syndrome. It's really a group of syndromes. It's not just one thing. And it depends on what genetic mutations your blood has in it. But I have two mutations, but I can acquire more as I get older. I'm 7.
Goodness.
And if I acquire more, then I may have to go on chemo. Right now, I'm only on every 6 weeks or so, I get a shot of a medication called Aranesp, which boosts my red blood count. Because when my red blood count gets low, my anemia gets very bad, and that's not good for me. So, and I don't want to, I'm not transfusion dependent yet.
Well, good.
Yeah, so right now all I'm getting is the shot.
Mm-hmm.
And my white blood count is low, and they have, in your white blood count, you have something called absolute neutrophils. And those are the numbers that when you get an illness, fight the illness.
Uh-huh.
Well, my number is 0.7. It should be 4 minimum.
Oh, goodness.
So I've gone down to 0.4, which is very dangerous. Because even at 0.7, I have to be super careful that I could get an infection and it could kill me.
Wow.
But I've stayed, I don't go out very often because of COVID.
Yeah, because you can't do that.
I don't want to take a chance.
No.
Now, if I do it, I'm supposed to go out tomorrow to get blood work done, but it's supposed to be an ice storm. So I'm not driving. I'll drive on snow, but I won't drive on ice.
I don't blame you there.
I have an all-wheel drive Subaru. Even an all-wheel drive car will not be able to stop on ice.
That's right. Did you see that pile up in Texas?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Died. I mean, that's terrible.
It is.
So I'm very careful. I mean, I drive very defensively when I drive on snow because I learned how to drive upstate New York where it always snows. So I'm good at driving on snow. I know what to do, but I won't drive on ice.
Well, I escaped the snowy roads when I left Michigan when I was almost 13. I've never driven on snow other than on a snowmobile.
Oh, wow. When you drive on snow and you have to come to a stop at a stop sign or a red light and you want to go again, you have to go very slowly, otherwise you skid. And even if you go too fast when you see the stop sign or the red light, you can't stop. Your car continues to go into the intersection. Because it's skidding. Your tires aren't holding properly.
Oh, my brothers, I'd never make it. My brothers hate riding with me because I don't brake like they think I should. I wait till I get almost to the stop sign to stop, and my brother says, Sis, what are you going to do when you get to that stop light and it and your brakes don't work?
Yeah.
It's like, okay.
And I think about it for a couple of weeks, and then,
I mean,
of course.
Going, I was driving slowly on a street. It wasn't a busy street. And a car stopped in the car that was in front of me. I had some room. I always left a couple of car lanes between me and the car in front of me when it's snowing. And I braked, and my car kept going.
Oh, that's I'm sure that's scary.
Yeah, I hit the back of her bumper.
Oh.
I couldn't stop the car.
Oh, my gosh.
I had my brakes on. I thought I had enough room to stop it, and I didn't. So I'm very, very, very careful now when it snows. And now that I don't want to go out. I mean, I use Instacart to get my groceries.
Mm-hmm.
My son lives right next to me. I live in an apartment condo, and
mm-hmm.
he bought an apartment two doors down from me. And we hardly see each other because he doesn't want to get me sick.
Yeah, that's sad.
But I did get my first shot of the vaccine, and I'm going next Thursday to get my second shot.
Good job.
But even then, I'm continuing what I'm doing because the fact that I have a compromised immune system, the shot may not take 100% like it would
yeah.
in someone who's healthy. So
I
still can get the virus, and I don't want to take a chance.
You're right there.
So I don't go out. I don't see my friends. I talk to them.
Yeah.
But I haven't seen my friends since March when I stopped.
Oh, my goodness. Well, maybe you could have this spring, after everybody's had their vaccines, you should have a picnic.
I'll go and I'll social distance with some people.
Yeah.
But I have one friend who also stays home like I do. She
mm-hmm.
doesn't want to get sick. She has things going on also. I will, someone I would go visit.
Mm-hmm.
I could sit on her deck 6 feet or 7 feet away. I could bring my lunch with me and she could have her lunch eat on the deck and socialize.
Yeah.
I'll do that. I have another friend I'm going to do that with, but I have some friends who I don't trust. Even if they got the shot, they can still have the virus and give it to me without knowing
yeah.
it. So I don't. There are people I don't trust because they go out and do things with other people. I have friends who go out to restaurants. That's so dangerous. That's where most people
mm-hmm.
get. They go indoors.
Yeah.
They're crazy. I think they're crazy.
Yeah.
I don't want to get sick from COVID because it might kill me. I don't want to take the chance. So I stay home.
Yeah.
But I want to start playing again with all my toys that I have in the house and all the things I used to like to do.
Well, there you go.
So that's why I want to get back on Craftsy. So I'm going to look on my laptop. I'll spend some time looking.
Okay.
And if I can't find on that, then I will look on your website and see if I remember any of the classes. And then
okay.
I'll email.
That sounds like a plan.
Okay.
All right.
But
is there anything else I can do today?
Will be charged till next September.
That's right. Not until September 30th.
Okay. I appreciate your help, Phyllis, and I hope you stay healthy too.
Thank you so much, Ms. Grossman. I appreciate that. Good luck to you, and
thank
I look
you.
Forward to seeing your email.
Okay.
All right.
Bye.
Well, thank you for calling Craftsy Video Membership. You have a great afternoon.
You too.
Thank you, ma'am. Bye-bye.
Bye.